Welcome back to Kingdom in the Chaos. I'm so glad you've returned for day two of this 31-day devotional series. Yesterday, we talked about how God meets us right in the middle of our mess. And today, we're diving into something we all deeply long for. Peace. Let's be honest. Peace can feel like it's just out of reach. Like something you're constantly chasing, but never quite catching. Life throws curveballs, anxiety creeps in, and before you know it, your soul feels unsettled and weary. But the truth is, peace isn't found in our circumstances calming down. It's found in keeping our hearts and minds anchored in the one who never changes. Isaiah reminds us that perfect peace belongs to those whose minds are fixed on God, not fixed on the chaos, not fixed on the fear, fixed on Him. So today, we're going to talk about what it means to experience peace, not as a feeling, but as a firm foundation, a kingdom promise we can stand on even when life is anything but peaceful. So, take a deep breath and settle in. Let's start with a prayer. Lord, you see the parts of us that feel overwhelmed, anxious, and afraid. You know how hard it is to feel peaceful when life feels anything but. But you promise that when our minds are stayed on you, peace is possible, even in the chaos. So today, we give you every fear, every worry, every racing thought. Help us fix our eyes on you, the unchanging rock in the middle of the storm. Fill us with your perfect peace, not because everything is perfect, but because you are. In Jesus' name. Amen. Today's verse is Isaiah 26:3. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. Sometimes, peace feels like that elusive thing, like trying to catch a butterfly that flutters just out of reach. You want it so badly, but the more you chase it, the further it seems to fly away. I totally get it. Life throws curveballs, unexpected challenges, and stresses that make your heart race. Your thoughts spiral, and your soul feels restless and unsettled. But here's the beautiful message Isaiah shares with us. Peace isn't about the chaos around you stopping or disappearing. It's about choosing to trust God in the middle of the storm. Peace doesn't mean you never have worries or that anxiety magically vanishes. It means you lean into God so deeply, so fully, that no matter how wild or unpredictable your circumstances get, your heart can find rest. This is the kind of peace Isaiah calls perfect peace. The peace that steadies you, anchors you, and holds you firm. Everything else feels shaky. And the secret to holding on to this peace is keeping your mind focused on God and on His promises, not on the storm raging around you. I won't pretend this is easy. Trusting and staying focused can be really hard. But whenever you feel your thoughts spiraling or your heart starting to panic, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Remind yourself who is bigger than every worry and fear. Trust that even when you can't see it, God is working behind the scenes, weaving together a story far greater than your circumstances. This peace is a kingdom gift, ready and waiting for you to reach out and receive it. Right now, exactly where you are. God. Sometimes my mind feels like a hurricane of thoughts and fears. Help me fix my eyes on you when everything around me feels shaky. Teach me to trust you more deeply so that I can experience the kind of peace only you can give. When chaos comes, remind me that you're bigger than it all, and your peace can guard my heart and mind. Thank you for holding me steady. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the questions I want to leave you with today. What worries or fears keep stealing your peace? What worries or fears keep stealing your peace? I want you to write them down. Then ask God to help you hand each and every single one of them over to Him. What does it feel like to trust Him with those things? Thank you for spending this time with me today. If your soul feels a little more settled and your mind a little more anchored, that's the peace of God working in you. If this episode encouraged you, I'd love for you to share with a friend who might be craving peace too. We all need it. You can connect with me in our Facebook community. You can find the link on the profile. We want to encourage you. We want to bring life to you. We want to walk this life together. Okay? Remember, peace isn't found in everything going right. It's found in a God who never changes. You're not walking alone. Your King is with you. This is Kingdom in the Chaos. I'll see you tomorrow.